From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. China has warned about the impact on global trading if U.S. President Trump proceeds with his plans to impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Meantime, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has continued to say any U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports would be unacceptable. And he vowed to continue to engage with U.S. officials on this issue.
We are impressing upon the American administration the unacceptable nature of these proposals that are going to hurt them every bit as much as they will hurt us. And we are confident that we're going to continue to be able to defend Canadian industry.
British Prime Minister Theresa May has said she is confident that a deal on leaving the European Union can be reached. But she warned no one will get everything they want out of Britain's pending departure, known as Brexit. Britain is due to leave the bloc in March of next year, but wants a two-year transition period to help businesses adapt.
Under pressure to deliver details, Theresa May's speech was billed as a major step on the road to Brexit.
We all need to face up to some hard facts. We're leaving the single market. Life is going to be different. In certain ways, our access to each other's markets will be less than it is now.
Europe has said it will not allow Britain to cherry-pick the best bits of EU membership. May countered that she wanted the deepest possible relationship.
That is Henry Ridgewell reporting for VOA News. It appears the hostilities between the U.S. and North Korea are escalating once again after it appeared at the Winter Olympics would be some type of peaceful accord, with South Korea engaging in the mediation. North Korea has now warned it would respond if the U.S. holds joint military drills next month, and with South Korea contending they would hinder the recent thaw in relations between the two Koreas. This is VOA News.